Hi, it's Holly Tanner.
And Justin Weaver.
We're from Something to Talk About, and you're listening to 90.7 FM.
WGXC, Acre, Catskill, and Hudson.
Network, this is the news. This is the network. This is the news. This is the network. Network.
I'm Tom Rowe in Acre, and you've tuned into the WGXC Morning Show. Today we're going to hear part two of an interview with Greene County artist Portia Munson about her show called Flood that's at Art Oh My through September. We'll hear all about that later this hour. And we're also warning you that in the 10 a.m. hour to about 3 p.m. today, we're going off the FM 90.7 signal for a few hours as we have to turn our transmitter off for folks to work on the tower and work on the transmitter. We're getting a new transmitter next month, and this will solve those sort of problems in the future. But for today, we'll be off FM for much of the afternoon. You can continue to listen at WGXC.org. So if you're listening on FM, maybe switch to the web stream now so you don't get cut off in about an hour from now. On the radio at WGXC, stay tuned for the rest of the WGXC Morning Show next.
This is the network. Network, this is the news. This is the network. This is the news. This is the network. Network. And the moon turns to blood. The stream runs through. And the moon turns to blood. This is the network. Network. And the moon turns to blood. The stream runs through. And the moon turns to blood. This is the network. Network. This is the news. This is the network.
You can find all about the Hudson-based circus, the Bindlesif Family Circus, on the WGXC community calendar. They're hosting the Bindlesif Circus's Summer of Joy 2022 in Hudson with five different programs for youth ages 6 through young adults, including circus art intensives for youth and participation in the Hudson Black Arts and Cultural Festival Parade. Also work on costume design and fabrication. They host the Hudson Juggling Club at Waterfront Wednesdays in Hudson, and a restorative justice facilitation training with the Hudson Youth Center and the Restorative Center of Newburgh. These programs run from June 29th to August 24th. You can find out more on the WGXC community calendar online at wgxc.org.
Do you have 17 cents a day to support a platform for many diverse voices to have their say on the local airwaves? Just 17 cents a day, a monthly $5 recurring donation, can help keep local youth on the air at WGXC 90.7 FM. Your monthly sustaining support will keep the airwaves full of music from around the world and around the corner. WGXC needs 500 sustaining supporters to make sure there is one spot on the dial where the community can have access to its own airwaves. Make your pledge today at wgxc.org/donate and do your part to protect an important source of local news, information, and entertainment. With just 17 cents a day, you will do your part to protect your favorite frequency. Become a sustaining supporter today. Go to wgxc.org/donate now.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Oak Pizzeria Napolitana in Hudson, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate. Thank you for your support.
We interrupt this broadcast to bring you a special news bulletin.
Stay tuned to this station.
Stand by for news.
Direct via satellite from our on-the-spot task force.
Good evening from our newsroom in New York.
This is
Daily News and Weather Report.
From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio News Update. I'm Philip Grant.
This is Tom Rowe. You can go to the newsroom at wgxc.org for more information about anything you hear here. Andrea Macko reports for Porcupine Soup that the 68th Greene County Youth Fair will open July 28th with animals, entertainment, exhibits, food, vendors, and more. The youth fair is hosted by the Greene County Agricultural Society and held at the Angela Canna Town Park in Cairo. The four-day event runs through July 31st, and the theme is the Wild West this year. Quote, "We are really trying to focus on more local acts and bands both this year and going forward," unquote, said Greene County Agricultural Society President Alex Junk. Quote, "Greene County has an amazing variety of entertainment and businesses that we want to showcase for everyone to see and enjoy," unquote. One of the highlights this year is the Woodsman competition that will take place on the Saturday, July 30th. John said the event last year was a demonstration, and this year it will be an actual competition. Other favorites returning, including Mr. Scribbles, an artist who turns children's own scribbles into works of art, and Buffalo Barfield, troubadours who blend traditional country, western swing, folk, bluegrass, and other styles. Read more about this story at porcupinesoup.com.
Diane Pinero Zucker writes a story in the Daily Freeman with Ulster County Sheriff Juan Figueroa and Greene County Sheriff Peter Kaminsky complaining about the new gun laws in New York without offering their solutions. Mostly Figueroa and Kaminsky complain that they are not consulted on the new laws as legislators hurried to pass bills after the U.S. Supreme Court struck down New York's concealed carry law. While Ferguson says, and I quote, "I don't think anybody is against, I know I'm not, common sense, reasonable licensing. We don't want guns to go into the wrong hands," end quote. He does not say what that is, only what he's against. Actually, he's not very specific about concealed handguns in, and I quote, "sensitive areas," end quote, but is not specific himself about if there is anywhere he would not want concealed guns allowed. He mentions training requirements and again plays both sides. Figueroa says, and I quote, "I don't think anybody's against getting people trained here. I think the point is that we should have had a seat at the table," end quote. Kaminsky does not mention any regulations on gun ownership that he would support, but he still tries to sound like he supports regulations. He says, and I quote, "I support firearms regulations that keep guns out of the hands of people who have no business possessing them, but the U.S. Constitution guarantees that the Second Amendment rights of law-abiding citizens not be infringed," end quote. Read more about this story in the Daily Freeman.
Paul Kirby reports in the Daily Freeman that Central Hudson Gas and Electric said July 11th the price for its residential electric supply has slightly increased since June. The company's residential price for electric supply will rise from 4.18 cents per kilowatt hour in June to 5.83 cents per kilowatt hour as of July 13th. In June, the supply decreased from 6.12 cents per kilowatt hour in May to 4.818 cents as of June 10th. According to the utility. The New York State Public Service Commission recently announced the state is prepared to meet the increased demand for electricity this summer, but it anticipates supply costs to increase. The Public Service Commission attributes the increase to higher summer energy demand and the ongoing economic recovery and international uncertainty surrounding energy supplies. Central Hudson's billing practices are currently under investigation by the Public Service Commission and the State Senate Committee led by Senator James Skoufis. Read more about this story in the Daily Freeman.
Joshua Solomon reports in the Times Union, New York lawmakers are defending their recent gun regulations with studies showing that states with the lowest rates of suicide are those with the most strict gun laws. Suicide accounts for about half of all gun deaths in New York. New gun regulations were passed recently after the U.S. Supreme Court struck down the state's concealed carry law. A 1997 American Journal of Public Health article concluded, and I quote, "The legal purchase of a handgun appears to be associated with a long-lasting increased risk of violent death," end quote. Another study focused more on suicide. A 2013 study in the American Journal of Epidemiology concluded, and I quote, "Our result supports the hypothesis that firearms in the home impose suicide risk above and beyond the baseline risk and help explain why, year after year, several thousand more Americans die by suicide in states with higher than average household firearm ownership compared with states with lower than average firearm ownership, end quote. While suicide numbers have grown in the past 20 years across much of the country, in New York they are flat, with 439 firearm suicides in 1999, 462 firearm suicides in 2020. In New York, suffocation is the leading cause of suicide. While the states with lenient gun laws, firearms are the leading cause. Read more about this story in the Times Union.
The Berkshire Eagle reports that Williamstown, Massachusetts has issued a, quote, non-essential outdoor watering restriction, unquote, until further notice. The action was taken after an extended period of little rainfall. Between 9 a.m. and 5 p.m. each day, the town forbids outdoor watering of lawns, public parks, and recreational fields, gardens, flower and ornamental plant gardens, and more. The tasks are permitted after 5 p.m. and before 9 a.m., but only with the use of a handheld hose. The ban prohibits vehicle washing other than by means of a commercial car wash, as well as the washing of exterior building surfaces, parking lots, driveways, or sidewalks, except as needed to apply paint, preservatives, stucco, pavement, or cement. Exempted activities include water use for health or safety reasons, the production of food and fiber, for the maintenance of livestock, or to meet the core functions of a business. Anyone who violates the restriction can be cited and charged $50 for the first time and $100 for each subsequent violation. Read more about this story in the Berkshire Eagle.
Adam Pinnell reports for New York State of Politics that New York Senator Chuck Schumer has tested positive for COVID-19. Schumer's office says the majority leader is fully vaccinated and only experiencing mild symptoms and is quarantining this week. Justin Goodman, a spokesperson for Schumer, said in a statement, and I quote, as a part of his regular testing regimen, Leader Schumer received a positive test result for COVID-19. The leader is fully vaccinated and double boosted and has mild symptoms. He greatly appreciates the protection the vaccine has provided him and encourages everyone to test regularly and get vaccinated and boosted, end quote. Read more about this story at New York State of Politics.
And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio News Update. For local weather reports, public meetings, and other community information, use the WGXC website, WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day. Now, here is your WGXC weather update. Your forecast for the next 2 days. Well, on Tuesday, isolated showers before 10 a.m. and then scattered showers and thunderstorms after that. Otherwise, it will be partly sunny with a temperature high near 88 degrees. More showers and thunderstorms are likely before 11 p.m. Tuesday night. It will be partly cloudy with a temperature low of around 64 degrees. And on Wednesday, a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms after 2 p.m. It will be sunny with a high near 85 degrees. And Wednesday night, partly cloudy with a temperature low of around 61 degrees. And that is your weather update from WGXC, 90.7 FM, radio for open ears in Greene and Columbia counties.
Monday, July 12th, tune in to all sorts of creative community voices on the air at WGXC. Including at 11 a.m., it's time for the Early Electro Mix show, with tracks this week from Ricardo Alarato, Hudson Valley's own Pauline Oliveras, and Morton Subutnick. At noon on the Overlook show, Rob Saffer is live from Ulster County, live from the shadow of the Overlook Mountain, with more new releases this week. Until 2 p.m., he'll hear from musicians as varied as Bill Moeller, the High Castle Teleorchestra, Wild Up with playing Gian Eastman, Lustmord, J.P. Schwamm, Grid Failure, UFO Monaut, Matt Ball, Christopher Fox, and others. That's until 2 p.m. on the Overlook Show. At 3 p.m., there is a special on pirate radio on the WGXC Radio Art Hour, including we'll hear from Gene Shepard's Stealing a Radio Station. We'll hear about Les Paul's pirate radio station, a story from Lucille Ball about picking up radio signals in her teeth, and we'll hear about Greene County's own video freaks, all on the Radio Art Hour at 3 p.m. on Tuesday. Then at 8 p.m., tune in Crawl Out from the Fallout, the latest show from Andy French, with all sorts of new music and more. And then Dan Seward is live from Columbia County with the Battlefield Earth program at 10 p.m. on 90.7 FM WGXC.
Get a local event mentioned on All Together Now. Go to WGXC.org and click on Add an Event at the top of the page. And copy and paste the information about your event in the boxes. Let's all get involved in our community. See what's going on at WGXC.org in the community calendar.
And in the WGXC community calendar online at WGXC.org. There's all sorts of things to do and see online and appear in person, including some or both, like these. The WGXC has a partnership with the Avalon Lounge in Catskill. The Avalon Lounge has several shows. We'll have live webcasts and also WGXC 90.7 FM broadcast this week. There are some avant folk performers and nearby genre figures. Michael Cormier, Onlyness, and Armbruster performing Wednesday, July 13th from 8 to 11 at the Avalon Lounge. That should be live on 90.7 FM as well. Thursday, July 14th, Hudson Valley-based composer Joanna Matry will perform, and also the experimental band Gloyd. That's from 7 to 11 p.m. Thursday, July 14th at the Avalon Lounge in Catskill. Live webcast at WGXC.org will be available, and an hour of the show, 8 to 9, will be broadcast on FM, 90.7 FM. And then Friday, July 15th, three brass bands from the Hudson Valley perform at the Avalon Lounge in Catskill. What? Brasskill and Fat Boys Brass Band all perform Friday, July 15th from 8 to 11 p.m. at the Avalon Lounge in Catskill. WGXC will broadcast on 90.7 FM the hours 8 to 10 p.m., and then you can keep listening to the full show at WGXC.org. There'll be a live web stream of the entire show at WGXC.org. So check out those three shows at the Avalon Lounge in Catskill. Turn out or tune in on 90.7 FM this week.
Got questions about technology, cybersecurity? Whether it's a remote car starter or jellyfish, try your luck at stumping our panel on the Thingularity radio program. Just send your questions to CatskillMakersInfo@gmail.com. That is CatskillMakersInfo@gmail.com. And one of our many interns will be electroshocked into inducing an answer for your listening pleasure. Listen to the Thingularity radio program every first Thursday of each month at 7 p.m. on WGXC 90.7 FM or anytime at WGXC.org.
I'm Tom Rowe in Acre with WGXC Renewable Weather Forecast, and we start each day with the price of fossil fuels in Greene County. Gas Buddy website says $4.72 is the cheapest gallon of gas in Greene County right now. That's at the Citgo in South Cairo. Then we look at the air quality forecast, which is creeping up to a 45, almost in the medium range, when we'll have to start giving out warnings. But we do want to warn you about the UV index, which is predicted to be an 8 today. And according to the EPA, an 8 means you should get protection against sun damage and wear shirt, hat, and sunscreen and seek out the shade. The National Weather Service in Albany says Tuesday there is a 60% chance of showers, possibly a thunderstorm in the afternoon. Partly sunny otherwise. with a south wind 13 to 15 miles per hour with gusts as high as 25 miles per hour spinning local windmills. Tuesday night, again, showers and thunderstorms are in the prediction. There is a 60% chance. Low around 61 is also forecast. Wednesday, there's only a 20% chance of rain. Mostly sunny skies are forecast with a high of 80 and a northwest wind 3 to 5 miles per hour. Wednesday night, a low around 59 is predicted with a north wind around 5 miles per hour. And then Thursday, there's a 20% chance of showers, possibly a thunderstorm again. Should be, though, mostly sunny most of the day with a high of 78 and a low around 58. You're listening to the radio, WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre, Catskill, Hudson, solar-powered radio for open ears.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Peter Meyer of Hudson, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and designating an amount of your choosing. Thank you for your support.
Why did you say that? Aloha out there in radio land.
Hey, this is Andy, host of Crawl Up from the Fallout with Raven Sings the Blues. The show is a monthly roundup of new music, plumbing psych, folk, cosmic Americana, indie, garage, and exploratory titles, alongside enough classic gems to hold it all together like glue. You can tune into the show every second Tuesday of the month from 8 to 10 p.m. right here on WGXC 90.7 FM.
From Survival comes an economical do-it-yourself fallout shelter.
Civil defense approved and easy to assemble. Takes just a weekend.
Get maximum protection from nuclear fallout for your family.
See a Survival shelter today.
Together, before we go, It's like a jungle sometimes, it makes me wonder how I keep from going under. It's like a jungle sometimes, it makes me wonder how I keep from going under. Broken glass everywhere, people pissing on the stage, you know they just don't care. I can't take the smell, can't take the noise, got no money to move out, I guess I got no choice. Rats in the front room, roaches in the back, junkies in the alley with the baseball bat. I tried to get away, but I couldn't get far, cause a man with a tow truck repossessed my car. Don't push me, cause I'm close to the edge. I'm trying not to lose my head. It's like a jungle sometimes, it makes me wonder how I keep from going under. Standing on the front stoop, hanging out the window, watching all the cars go by, roaring as the breezes blow. A crazy lady living in a bag, eating out of garbage pails, used to be a fag hag. Such a dance to tango, skipped the life and dangle. A zircon princess seemed to lost her senses. Down at the peep show, watching all the creeps, so she could tell her stories to the girls back home. She went to the city and got so did it. She had to get a pimp, she couldn't make it on her own. Don't push me, cause I'm close to the edge. I'm trying not to lose my head. It's like a jungle sometimes, it makes me wonder how I keep from going under. It's like a jungle sometimes, it makes me wonder how I keep from going under. My brother's doing bad, stole my mother's TV. Says she watches too much, it's just not healthy. All my children in the daytime, Dallas at night. Can't even see the game or the Sugar Ray fight. The bill collectors, they ring my phone and scare my wife when I'm not home. Got a bum education, double-digit inflation. Can't take the train to the job, there's a strike at the station. Neon King Kong standing on my back, can't stop to turn around. Broke my sacroiliac, a mid-range migraine, cancer membrane. Sometimes I think I'm going insane, I swear I might hijack a plane. Don't push me, call, I'm close to the edge. I'm trying not to lose my head. It's like a jungle sometimes, it makes me wonder how I keep from going under. It's like a jungle sometimes, it makes me wonder how I keep from going under.
My son said, Daddy, I don't want to go to school because the teacher's a jerk. He must think I'm a fool. And all the kids smoke reefer. I think it'd be cheaper if I just got a job, learn to be a street sweeper. I dance to the beat, shuffle my feet, wear a shirt and tie, and run with the creeps. Because it's all about money, ain't a damn thing funny. You got to have a con in this land of milk and honey. They pushed that girl in front of the train, took her to the doctor, sewed her arm on the game. Stabbed that man right in his heart. Gave him a transplant for a brand new start. I can't walk through the park cause it's crazy after dark. Keep my hand on my gun cause they got me on the run. I feel like an outlaw, broke my last jaw. Hear them say, you want some more? Living on a seesaw. Don't push me cause I'm close to the edge. I'm trying not to lose my head. Say what? It's like a jungle sometimes. It makes me wonder how I keep from going under. It's like a jungle sometimes. It makes me wonder how I keep from going under. It's like a jungle sometimes. It makes me wonder how I keep from going under. It's like a jungle sometimes. It makes me wonder how I keep from going under. A child is born with no state of mind, blind to the ways of mankind. God is smiling on you, but he's frowning too, because only God knows what you'll go through. You'll grow in the ghetto, living second rate, and your eyes will sing a song, because deep hate, the places you play and where you stay, looks like one great big alleyway. You'll admire all the number book takers, thugs, pimps, and pushers, and the big money makers, driving big cars, spending 20s and 10s, and you want to grow up to be just like them. Smugglers, scramblers, burglars, gamblers, pickpocket peddlers, even panhandlers. You say, I'm cool, I'm no fool, but then you wind up dropping out of high school. Now you're unemployed, all non-void, walking around like your pretty boy Floyd. Turned stick-up kid, but look what you done did. Got sent up for an 8-year bid. Now your manhood is took and you're a Maytag. Spend the next 2 years as an undercover fag, being used and abused to serve like hell, till one day you was found hung dead in a cell. It was plain to see that your life was lost. You was cold and your body swung back and forth. But now your eyes sing the sad, sad song of how you live so fast and die so young. So don't push me, cause I'm close to the edge. I'm trying not to lose my head. It's like a jungle sometimes. It makes me wonder how I keep from going under. It's like a jungle sometimes. It makes me wonder how I keep from going under.
Yo, Mel, you see that girl, man?
Yeah, man.
Yo, that sound like Cowboy, man.
What's up, fool?
Yo, what's up, money?
Yo.
Hey, where's Bill and Raheem, man?
They upstairs cooling out.
So what's up for tonight, y'all?
Yo, we can go down to Fever, man.
Let's go check out Junebug, man.
Hey, yo, you know that girl Betty?
Yeah, man.
My mom's got balls, man.
Not
what?
Again,
she got hurt.
Everybody, if you got what it takes, cause I'm Curtis Blow and I want you to know that these are the breaks. Breaks on a bus, breaks on a car, breaks to make you a superstar, breaks to win and breaks to lose, but these here breaks will rock your shoes, and these are the breaks. Break it up, break it up, break it up. Another man,
that's the
and she runs off with him to Japan,
that's the
and the IRS says they want a chat,
that's the
and you can't explain why you claimed your cat,
that's the
and Ma Bell sends you a whopping bill,
that's the
with 18 phone calls to Brazil,
that's the
and you borrowed money from the mob,
that's the
and yesterday you lost your job.
That's the breaks.
Well, these are the breaks. Break it up, break it up, break it up.
That's
side. And if you deserve a break tonight, somebody say, all right. Say, ho. You don't stop. I keep on. Somebody scream. Break down. Breaks on the stage, breaks on the screen. Breaks to make your wallet lean. Breaks run cold and breaks run hot. Not, but these are the breaks. Break it up, break it up, break it up, break down. To the girl in brown, stop messing around.
Break it up, break it up.
To the guy in blue, what you gonna do? To the girl in green, don't be so mean.
Break it up, break it up.
And the guy in red, say what I said.
like to do a show on WGXC?
Would you like to do a show on WGXC?
Interesting, boring, really boring, really wonderful things.
It'd be about
chocolate pigs.
She's obsessed with pigs.
Chocolate pigs.
All
the way down.
I turned it down.
Only dogs can hear.
I turned it down.
Do it.
Did you hear that?
No.
Next, we have an interview from
WOOC.
To learn more about this program, the Sanctuary for Independent Media, visit us online at mediasanctuary.org.
My name is Portia Munson, and I am a visual artist and currently have an exhibition titled Flood that's on view at Art Oh My.
So looking at your exhibition, there's the paintings, but there's a lot of collection of these discarded materials. What is your process before the exhibition?
Well, I'm always looking at the world around me and gathering kind of the cast-offs of the culture or the disposable things or the sort of disregarded, you know, inexpensive items of the culture, and kind of looking at those commodities and or discarded commodities, and I'm interested in what those things have to say about who we are. And you know, I think it had initially started as like, who am I at the time when I was first a young artist? Like, who am I as a young woman artist in relation to the things that are mass produced in the world that reference, you know, my identity? And so I've sort of broadened that and thinking about that in terms of environmental issues as well. And I'm just gathering things all the time and looking at them and thinking about what it says about us as a culture, as a society.
So in the middle of the room, there is the reflecting pool, reflecting on our culture. All the plastics are shades of blue, which of course is water, but blue is also a corporate color. Could you talk about the symbolism of blue?
Yeah, so when I first started gathering blue, I did it for an exhibition that I had at Mass MoCA, and I was asked to do it in relation to gender. And I do a lot of pieces in pink, and then they invited me to do something in blue to talk about boys. And so I started collecting blue plastic, and I did make a piece that was kind of about boys and pieces about boys and girls and how color can be used to sort of sell gender identifying, you know, cheap products. But I continued collecting blue and realized that it was really much more about water and about this marketing and this idea around clean, clear water and sort of selling that idea. And so many water bottles are made of blue plastic, and then so many different toys and beach products and different things are made in this color blue, and that just became really interesting to me in terms of what was being sold in blue.
And the color with the monochromatic blue, it's very appealing to the eye. Is it a way to invite the viewer into the statement underneath it of consumption and environmentalism? Is it a distraction from the corporations? Can you talk about the visual appeal of this piece?
Yeah, well, with all of my work, I'm always really trying to make work that's beautiful and has a seductive quality to it. Like I want people to be drawn in and to find the work beautiful. But at the same time, especially with Reflecting Pool or with a lot of my work, I'm trying to show and sort of expose something that's really kind of disgusting and disturbing about who we are in terms of our like just relentless consumption of stuff and how we're all from a very young age trained to consume and buy the new thing and buy the next thing. And now so many products are plastic, and you cannot go to the supermarket to buy basic food items without buying plastic. You're basically buying things in plastic and bringing plastic home. And so I'm trying to, just in my own way, bring attention to that. I mean, I think that the awareness is more heightened than it has been in the past, but I don't think that heightened awareness actually matches the level of consumption. I feel like that level of consumption is just like soaring. And so I feel like I'm just doing what I can. And I've called this piece Reflecting Pool, and I'm reflecting on our culture right now and what's going on. And I kind of think of each one of these items in here as kind of standing in for the thousands of other ones that are just like it, because these are all mass-produced items that I've found that are discarded, that I've collected from, you know, thrift shops, roadsides, streams, beaches, transfer stations. Like, I've collected and gathered them from all different places. It's sort of the tragedy of our time. And I think about how when my grandparents were young, there wasn't even such thing as plastic. Like, it didn't even exist. My grandfather was born in 1898, and my grandmother was born in 1903, and they didn't have plastic. And even when I was a child, plastic wasn't the common throwaway thing. You know, vegetables and meat and different things were still wrapped primarily in paper rather than in plastic. And I think that we're currently living in the plastic age. And so in the future, our age will be marked by this thin layer, hopefully very thin layer of plastic, you know, that'll be like one of the layers of the earth, around the earth. And I like to imagine in a positive way that, you know, the generation that would be my grandchildren or great-grandchildren, that it will become something like this, will just be sort of a time capsule, like this piece Reflecting Pool will just be sort of a, you know, a memory of like, look at how crazy and stupid our ancestors were, you know, to do this. So.
There's currently a lot of kids out in the main space, and the way that kids interact with pieces like this is unique. Do you have interactive participatory parts in your artwork, and how are the young people reacting to it?
Yeah, well, I don't necessarily have direct interactive elements in my work. It's more just the work itself being on view for people to look at. I think most viewers, regardless of age, including kids, are actually pretty smart, and I think they get it, you know. And I actually feel, because I have two children, I mean, now they're in their 20s, but I sometimes almost feel bad, like that there's this, you know, that we are giving this like almost like a burden, you know, to younger generations. And I've seen that reflected sometimes in kids, you know, that it can be almost a little bit overwhelming.
Yeah, this pile is really very overwhelming. I wonder if these kids over here would want to comment on what you're seeing?
Well, I think, just like she said, it can be very overwhelming, and it's beautiful art, just like everything, and I really like your art piece, all your art.
So when you're looking at this, what is your eye being attracted to?
Usually it's all the color and all of, like, it's all of, mostly the color and how it's a ton of different things, but it kind of makes sense too, you know?
Do you feel like this collection of plastic is only in this space, or do you see this in your own life, in your own, on the streets where you live?
It can be here, but it also can be wherever I go. It also is on the streets too, yeah.
Do you feel like this is an important issue?
Yes, it pretty much is, yeah.
What do you hope people leave this space with what kind of actions and last thoughts?
I think I'm really hoping that it helps people to sort of think more deeply and more consciously about what they're buying and what they're throwing away, and to really be observing. Like, we're all kind of voting and creating the future by our choices. So I think that the world is how it is right now, but it's within all of our power to sort of create a different world, you know, and to make it better, and to decide to buy less plastic and to be more thoughtful about what we're just purchasing and throwing away.
What have you seen in yourself that has changed over the years that you've been working on this?
Well, I think I've just become really increasingly aware and think about, like, how am I being manipulated and what am I being sold, you know, and really looking at, like, what is that? And also thinking about what's the payoff, like, how convenient is the convenient thing? And I feel like I really consciously in my life try to buy and consume as little plastic as I can, which is hard, which doesn't mean I don't have a fair amount of plastic that I consume, but it's having an awareness.
That interview was from
WOOC.
To learn more about this program, the Sanctuary for Independent Media, visit us online at mediasanctuary.org.
Have you ever met a girl that you tried to date, but a year to make love, she wanted you to wait? Let me tell you a story of my situation. I was talking to this girl from the U.S. nation. The way that I met her was on tour at a concert. She had long hair and a short mini skirt. I just got on stage dripping, pouring with sweat. I was walking through the crowd, and guess who I met? I whispered in her ear, come to the picture booth so I can ask you some questions to see if you're 100 proof. I asked her her name, she said blah, blah, blah. She had 9-10 pants and a very big bra. I took a couple of flicks and she was enthused. I said, how do you like the show? She said I was very amused. I started throwing bits, she started throwing back mid-range. But when I sprung the question, she acted kind of strange. Then when I asked, do you have a man? She tried to pretend. She said, no, I don't. I only have a friend. Come on, I'm not even going for it. This is what I'm going to say.
You got what I need. But you say he just a friend. And you say he just a friend. Oh, baby, you got what I need. But you say he just a friend. But you say he just a friend. Oh, baby, you got what I need. But you say he just a friend. But you say he just a friend.
So I took Blah Blah's word for it. This time I thought just having a friend couldn't be no crime, cause I have friends and that's a fact, like Agnes, Agatha, Jermaine and Jack. Forget about that, let's go into the story about a girl named Blah 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 that adore me. So we started talking, getting familiar, spending a lot of time so we can build a relationship or some understanding. How it's gonna be in the future we was planning. Everything sounded so dandy and sweet. I had no idea I was in for a treat. After this was established, everything was cool. The tour was over and she went back to school. I called every day to see how she was doing. Every time that I called her, it seemed something was brewing. I called the room, a guy picked up, and then I called again. I said, yo, who is that? Oh, he's just a friend.
You got what I-